Markets moved higher on Friday as earnings numbers and a favorable inflation report energized stocks after a volatile week. In the US, the PCE report, the Fed's preferred inflation metric, came in line with expectations, slowing to 2.5% year over year. The reports on Friday reflected a softer inflation picture, which may solidify expectations of the Fed cutting rates in September. Looking at the week ahead, the Fed are meeting on Wednesday and are expected to keep rates unchanged. But of more importance will be the potential change in language, suggesting a cut in September. Staying in the US, labor data is also expected this week, with a softer jobs report expected to further support a rate cut in September. The Bank of Japan as well as the Bank of England also meet this week. The Bank of Japan are facing growing pressures to raise rates, while markets are split on whether or not the Bank of England will cut or hold rates. The BOE is likely to provide a cautious outlook and remain data-driven. Europe has a busy data schedule with GDP readings, sentiment indicators, and inflation data. Shifting to second quarter earnings season, this week brings results from big tech companies such as Microsoft, Apple, Amazon, Meta, and Intel, as well as MasterCard's, McDonald's, and Starbucks. This week we'll also see OPEC Plus ministers meet, with expectations kept in place for a modest oil production increase in October. Turning to South Africa, CPI moderated from 5.2% in May to 5.1% in June, as expected, primarily driven by easing fuel prices and softer increases in food and housing prices. The continued softening of inflation supports the expected rate cut in September. This morning, data on private sector credit extension was released, showing a slowdown in loan growth to 4.5% in June from 4.8% in May, as both household and commercial credit slowed. Later this week, we expect the release of the July APSA PMI, which will indicate how the manufacturing sector is performing, along with the new vehicle sales data for the same month. That's it for now. Have a great week.